This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. There's an old maxim about the tail wagging the dog. You've heard it many times. It's a reference to letting something insignificant or limited in scale to dictate the outcome of something much bigger. That's about how I would describe the House majority at times, and most recently it's the new normal. I'm speaking of the outsized influence of a band of members who have found power, and a lot of it, in demanding their way or the highway on legislation vital to a functioning government. Remember the Speaker's vote back in January of 23? 15 rounds. About 20 of these characters used their voting block to force Kevin McCarthy into some stupid concessions, not the least of which was a single member's ability to move to vacate the chair. As you know, that agreement eventually led to McCarthy's ouster. And in that motion, 8 Republicans, a minimal number, joined with all the Democrats in forcing McCarthy's ouster. The tail found willing partners to wag McCarthy right into retirement. Many of these same characters held up funding the government for months before finally acquiescing to the agreement made last year in a bipartisan, bicameral way. That tail wagged for a long time. And this week, it was something critical to national security, the reauthorization of one of our most important tools, FISA Section 702, which is the intelligence community's authority to collect vital information on non-U.S. citizens outside our nation who have desires to do America harm. 19 members voted against the rule on Wednesday to bring up a significant and necessary set of reforms to this FISA authority. That killed any chance of voting on this measure at the time and jeopardized reauthorization that expires next week. Fortunately, House leadership brought it back up again on Friday with a few tweaks and found success this time around. But instead of a 5-year reauthorization, we had to settle for 2. Understand now, this bill closes the Carter Page loophole, reforms the 702 query process, mandates enhanced penalties for violators of this provision, and provides the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court contempt authority to hold violators accountable. As a member of Defense Appropriations, I'm well aware of the threats against America and the importance of these reforms without a lapse. There was obvious frustration that certain members were holding out for more unnecessary reforms that would have, in my strong opinion, limited our ability to keep Americans safe. In today's Congress, with ultra-thin majorities, rogue members have a lot of power, and I'd like to think their intentions are noble, but when they go home and raise money off these antics, I question their motives. There's another old maxim about the dog chasing the car. What happens when he catches it? Or maybe another, the dog chasing his tail. Well, that's today's Congress. I, for one, hope we can get off of this unfortunate, vicious cycle. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.